to them. And then
it's across the road and down. So I would say any zone, it's zoned appropriately. I think the county commissioners put it up to us to figure out, A, if we want to vote for it, and if we do, what the restrictions are, and if he doesn't like the restrictions, he can appeal it, right? Go to Board of Adjustments. Mm-hmm. So I think if we, one, any motion we make is going to be in the affirmative to, so we can vote it up or down. But if we're going to, amongst ourselves, figure out what the conditions are, I think we should be very specific in the motion.
I just, and I know you guys got a lot going through your head, but I did write this impact little thing here just on some, as I read through the CUP for restaurants and the permitted by right, I looked under both. I think you guys pretty much hit on everyone I got up there.
Yeah. Well, we didn't talk about refuge, but
well, I mean, that's a requirement.
It has to be behind a fence.
It's,
right.
It has to be behind a fence.
Yeah. So, the lighting and noise, and that cleanup of the backside.
Compatible with strongly rural character.
So, how do you quantify the cleanup? If that's going to come back to you, is that everything suitable from a view? How would we best state that?
We've never been told. I mean, I'm hearing about logs. The first meeting we had, when to the point where all folks were here, it was like the whole hillside was laid down and nothing had been cleaned up. I mean, which one is it?
I mean, well, part of it is probably Mother Nature is taking back some.
It's breaking down, yeah.
Yeah, so sort of by tall tales, that hill that was, clearscaped and everything dropped is just sort of overgrown and become what it is ultimately.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever we tell him he's going to clean up, we'll make sure that, is it a bunch of logs that are up on top that the lady was talking about, or is it the hillside? I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it. Anybody?
Just mm-hmm. pictures.
So it's okay, the hillside? It's
well, no, there's trees cut down that are up and down the hillside, yeah. It's just hard to see right now. You pretty much got to go in the winter to see it well.
Yeah, okay. So is that what you were willing to clean up? The trees that were cut down, just laying there all the way down the hillside?
The ones that they pushed over, I think there's like a pile that was right there.
Dozer decks down at the bottom, yeah.
We got to move forward, so.
If we're going to do something like that, I would suggest that the trees that have been sawed down be the first priority of the cleanup, and the rest of the trees that have fallen from natural acts be the priority, if you're going to add something like that to it.
Clean up all the deadfalls, whether it was sawed down or fell down.
Well.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, on that part. Yeah.
Hmm.
So that would be then occupancy would be controlled by Cody to verify that.
Mm-hmm.
Then just outdoor speakers, noise.
Yeah, no outdoor concerts.
Outdoor concerts.
Do you have number of seats?
That's going to be sitting inside. I don't have the exact numbers.
And the lighting is spelled out. out already. Basically says it can't shine it.
So you really haven't drawn up plans yet. You just did a mock of the what it's you would like it to look like. So you don't have enough seating, no occupancy.
Well, the seating will probably be close to about 100 seats.
Somebody could just try to spit it out. The motion. Just,
I have made three motions tonight. I am motion.
Can you pull up what you recommended?
We need to make a list, Rick, of the conditions.
That's what we need. Somebody needs to write out his the hours of operation that he agrees there that we're going to set.
Noise, nuisance noise is a general.
Yeah, it's all.
It's general. It's hours of operation. So.
No music out on the desk.
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense because that's going to happen.
No outdoor sound system.
Or music or whatever out there because it's all going to carry.
Does that work for you, what you're hearing?
Or then no outdoor sound
system? Yeah, no outdoor speakers or having like a band set up on the patio, that kind of thing.
So not even if it was like some quiet music that just going just while people eat dinner?
Well, that's where it's going to come into the gray area. that's the hard part.
They won't have no outdoor live band or anything like that. If any, we'll just keep it only just quiet music. So while someone's eating, at least they have just something in the background just to be able to hear.
Just background music. No live music.
No, just background music.
That the wording that makes more sense, yeah.
Got to send it right.
Well, we can make a motion first, and then I can kind of write one at a time, whatever you guys do. That's what we typically do. Because we'll make motion, and then we'll say, okay, this hours of operation, do this first, and this, and this.
Okay, well, if we're going to say weekends, 11 o'clock, is the weekend Friday and Saturday night?
We'll make motion.
Yes, sir.
Not Sunday.
I'll make a motion to approve based on the following conditions.
Friday and Saturday night, closing times 11 p.m.
Second that.
I'm sorry?
Second that motion.
Oh. Okay.
No, go ahead, sir.
No, only background music outside, no speakers or live bands.
Well, speakers would be with the background music. I would think.
Yeah.
So just live bands.
Yeah. I mean, and there's kind of I'm kind of live in this world. There's a definite line between background speakers and live music speakers. There's a little difference there.
Yeah.
So.
And that the deadfall, whether man-made or natural, all be cleaned up on the whole property.
Yeah. On the whole property.
That's good.
Closing 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday.
11 weekends. Yes. Friday, Saturday.
Would you say through the week? 9?
10 o'clock.
10?
10. 10 o'clock during the week.
Where's the lighting?
I think the lighting would just mimic what we have up there.
For egress purposes and different, you have to have lighting. Yeah. I mean,
was there anything about parking?
Or
no?
Parking is going to be on the road side of the building.
Front. So do you want to read that back, and then that'll be the motion, and then we'll second that motion.
My little thing scratch up. Mr. Woman moved to approve based on Friday, Saturday, weekends closed at 11 p.m. Background music, no background music. Background music.
Only.
Like ambiance style.
Yeah.
No harsh lighting. Clean up the full property before anything, right?
Didn't fall.
Before occupancy.
Yes, before occupancy. Weekdays, hours 10 p.m. or closing at 10 p.m. and then parking is only on a closed roadside.
It's really the only place you can't do it.
I'd like to say the Point Royale people, I mean, we are trying here to, I mean, we can't stop progress, but we are trying to help.
Is it okay?
The only thing we cannot do,
no.
The only thing we cannot do is we can't worry about property values. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to your property value. It might go up. I don't know. And we hear about property values all the time. Nobody knows anything for sure when it comes to property values. It just goes to the
place.
And taxes. Yeah.
And taxes.
So did you second that motion?
Yes.
So we've got a motion and a second. Are we any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as read, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Did we get the count? All right, motion carries.
Thank you so much. You guys have a blessed rest of your day.
Do your best effort.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Next conditional use is Mitchell and Brianna Scott.
Yes. Subject property, 163 Boyd Avenue, Branson, Missouri, Branson Township, Section 8, Township 23, Range 21. The Scotts are seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a single-family home for nightly rental use located at 163 Boyd Avenue, Branson, Missouri, parcel 08-3.0-08-000-000-005.001. Property is A1 right now. Let me show you guys where it's at. So, got the old high road, now it's 76. You got the MoDOT facility. Down here, you got the recycle center and the
transfer station.
It's actually the transfer station with the recycle center. So it's on this outer road. It's old Victor Church is where you get to this property. It's right here. Let me get you a little closer. So if you turn on the outer road and then turn right back, your first left, it's a couple houses in here, five or so. It's this home right here. A little closer again, right here. Got your zoning, got some manufacturing across, you got some A1, it is A1, got some C2 around it. Looks like there's a little home right there in C2, I just noticed. Once again, I wanted to kind of show you all the other homes. There's actually another one back here at least, maybe two more back here, you can't really see. Different view of it. This is the home right here, and this is the... I call that a spaghetti going in and out that road. So with that, I'll turn it over to the applicant to speak.
Good evening. Evening, gentlemen. My name is Mitchell Scott. I'm representing my wife and I tonight. We are looking, as he said, to have this property be used for short-term rental. And we are, I'm from Springfield, Missouri. We get down here to Branson all the time, but you know, my wife and I are trying to expand our investment portfolio and go and get into a new area. This will be professionally managed. It's not by a local company, so Nightly Rental is going to be the one that's managing and handling that for us. So handled by a local company that's monitoring everything, taking care of the property, doing all the upkeep that's needed. But yeah, this is just wanted to make sure we went through the right avenues to get this taken care of.
So do you own the property now? Or
yeah, the property was closed on last Friday, so we have the keys as of now. So.
And do you know any of the neighbors? Have you talked to them of what you're thinking about?
I haven't spoken with them directly yet. I only know of a couple of them. I do know that this property had previously had some short-term rental without, like, I was sold as a short-term rental. So I know it's got a history of that without, I just wanted to make sure we dotted all our I's and crossed our T's properly with the board. So So I know that for the past couple of years, I've got returns that was sold to me as it was